ख्वाबों की नगरी हकीकत बनाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं खुद के होने की पहेली सुलझाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां इतनी सुहानी बना होना पुरानी तेरी दास्तां
Om Shanti. Today's special effort, 14 January 2021. For 1 minute, I come into awareness of Brahman. Then an angel, and then a deity. I constantly perform this drill of the mind. So today, Baba has given us this simple task, simple and yet difficult, to practice it at the intellectual level is easy, but to experience it deeply within is an uphill task that requires certain mental preparation. We all know that to become an angel is the goal of this Brahmin life, and once you become an angel in golden age, you'll be experiencing the deity form. So how to switch the consciousness from Brahmin to angel and from angelic form to the deity form? And Baba says, perform this drill. So this is to be practiced as a drill, as an exercise, as a mental exercise, as a spiritual exercise, one of the methods to do this is to sit still on a chair and feel that, who am I? So the answer will come, I am a Brahmin. Gradually feel, imagine, visualize that this form of Brahmin is getting dissolved. This body of a Brahmin is getting dissolved in the five elements of the nature. And it has disappeared. And what remained, or what has come there, is an angelic form. And suddenly, you see the transformation of the same body into an angelic body. Soul remains the same. I am a soul, and this body has dissolved. The five elements of the body has dissolved into the five elements of the nature. And then, you feel only the light has remained. Now I am an angel. Now feel that for some time. And then, this body of light has dissolved. And a new body has come, deity body. This is a simple practice which one can do sitting on the chair. Sitting I'm feeling, yes, I am. Who am I? That will be the first step. I am a Brahmin. Seeing that, this body is getting dissolved. What you can do is, there's yet another practice that is known as corpse meditation. Corpse means dead body. You see that there is a fire on the feet. Start from the foot. So, there's a fire and that fire is coming up. And gradually this body is getting burnt up. Then you feel legs, thighs, your abdomen, your chest, your arms, everything, and then body is falling down. And what has remained is only soul. So this is the body. You visualize that there is a fire here. And gradually, legs are gone. Gradually, the trunk is gone. Gradually, the head is gone. What has remained is only the soul. The point of light, which is imperishable, indestructible. Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavaka. Pavak, fire cannot burn the soul. So I, the soul has remained. And this whole body has been burned to ashes. This is a very powerful meditation. It will take about 3 months to master this meditation. This is known as corpse meditation, where you feel that the body is gone. There is a fire. Don't start from here. Start from the feet. Fire is coming up, consuming you. The elements, the 5 elements are gone. And then the ashes are remaining and they are falling down. And you are doing one more thing. You are sitting on the top of the hill and you are watching the conflagration from here. You are here and all this firework is going on down as a detached observer, sitting on the top of the hill as a watcher, as a spectator, as a mute spectator. You sit, you watch, you see. See, the body is getting burned to smithereens. Nothing has remained. What has remained now? Only the soul. So, start with, who am I? Sit on a chair. Who am I? Okay, I am a Brahmin. So now, think about Brahmin life. Think about the attainments, the achievements, and everything of the Brahmin life, and enjoy. But then gradually see, I am in the body, and this body is temporary. This body is transient. The body is made up of 5 elements. And I drop this body. And now, after the burning of the body, a new body has come. And this is the body of light. Very, very resplendent. Very, very illuminating. Very bright, full of radiance. So I am that luminous body. That luminous light and an angel, untouched. The body of angel is not made up of these 5 elements. That is the divine light I am made up of. So feel that angelic form, feel the lightness. Nothing of this world can touch the body of angel. It is impregnable. Nothing can penetrate, impenetrable, abhed. That sort of body is this. So feel angelic body. All the experiences of spirituality should be experienced at the level of body. Otherwise, they are merely figment of imagination or merely contemplation or your churning, ruminations. That's it. Nothing more than that. That is an intellectual gimmick, exercise. That's it. So all experiences should be at the level of body. When I say that I am angel, I should feel that lightness. And for feeling that lightness, the body should be light. And the third form is then gradually see that this light is now getting replaced by, again by five elements of nature. Here the five elements dissolved. Now the new five elements are coming. But this time the five elements are very, very pure. Again I get a new body. And this new body is the body of deities. How is this body of deity? Diseaseless. No old age. It is golden, Kanchan. It is very pure, golden-like. It has been compared to gold. What is the speciality of this body? No untimely death. No untimely death. No signs of old age. It's very, very supple. It is very, very flexible. Very, very strong. Very, very beautiful. It is natural beauty. It doesn't require your perfumes, deodorants. It doesn't require any of the fragrances. It is naturally pure. So such a pure body I have. Such a sacrosanct. Very, very, very strong, very flexible, very fast, very beautiful, shining, radiant, very shining body, light. This body is very light. So feel while you walk as if a deity is walking. I am that, I am that. You should feel while walking the earth, your touch on. And they walk very, they don't make much noise. They are silent walkers. So when you open any door, don't open it with a very, very slowly. They perform things slowly. So there is a grace in their walk. There is a beauty in their walk. So move with that easiness. They speak slowly, sweetly, softly. So, to experience the deity form means, how do you experience deity form? Another question, very important. See, there is a gap of 5,000 years. Deities are here, and there is a 5,000 year gap. We are here. So there is a time period of 5,000 years. Now we have to catch the sanskars of deities. How? Physical activity. First, yes, physical activity. Start behaving like deity. Close the room, go inside and start doing dance of deities. Very slowly. How do deities dance? What sort of dance is that? Kathak and that? Bhangra or pop or which? They have a very beautiful music. Very beautiful songs and very beautiful, graceful, just like that Thai Chi one. Very, very beautiful, graceful dance, very slow dance. So, perform the actions of deities to catch these sanskars. One. Second, go and sit in front of their pictures. Go and sit in front of the pictures and watch the pictures of deities. Second. Third, wear the dress of deities. Very nice. This is either imaginary dress, but better. You know, in Mount Abu, people come and they wear Rajasthani dress and take photographs. Now, one method is to sit and imagine I am wearing Rajasthani dress. But will that give a feeling? No. Why? Why they go to the Naki and they wear Rajasthani dress and take photographs? They can sit. Okay, I am wearing Rajasthani dress. Enjoying. No. Experience has to be at the level of body. Not imagination. Experience should be at the level of body. You wear the dress, take the photograph, and then you start feeling it. That is known as realization experience. Otherwise, it is only churning. Nothing else. Thinking. Contemplation. That's it. So, but where you get this dress from? You should have this dress. So you can create a dress. No, you can. You should have one dress. But not for everyone. You should have your own dress made. It's not a bad idea. Not also an expensive affair. You can have a deity dress and keep it in your cupboard. So once in a while, you can wear it and spend the whole day wearing this dress when you have holiday. And when you don't have to go out anywhere. So you can spend whole day wearing this dress and say that this is the deity day. I have to behave from morning 6 o'clock till evening 6 p.m. 12 hours I will behave like a deity. Anything, but I will do it like a deity. Wearing full that dress and doing everything. So you have to earmark one day. You have to think, yeah, this is the day I will behave like a deity. But you should have that dress. Not just dress, but ornaments. Some of the ornaments. So this is the third method. What is the fourth method of experiencing this, catching this deity sanskars? Visualization. Think that I am a deity. Visualize that I am a deity. I am walking, I am moving and talking. Everything I am doing as a deity. Visualization. Fifth method of catching the sanskars of Satyug. Reading about Satyug. Increasing your knowledge about Satyug. There is a book in Spark about Golden Age. So read about it. What Baba said. There are two Murlis on Satyug. What are the dates, Sushil Bhai? 7? 2? 80 and 9/2/80. So 7th February 1980 and 9th February 1980. These are the two Murlis. The first Murli, the seventh one. This is the first Murli is entirely on what? Golden Age. And second is the comparison of Golden Age and Confluence Age. What is there in the Confluence Age and what is there in the Golden Age? Who wakes you up and who wakes you up here? So there are 18 points. So today go and read this Murli about 18 points. Not just read, learn it by heart. Not for one day, but all the time. You must know. These are the two very important Murlis. And there are two videos also. Tadi Gulzar's. Where she is talking about Golden Age. Okay. So listen. So reading about Golden Age, seeing Golden Age and seeing videos and listening to audios of Golden Age. So this is how you catch the sanskars which are 5000 years back. What else? How will you catch the sanskars of Golden Age? Discussing about it. Just as we are doing now. So when you discuss about Golden Age, automatically those sanskars emerge. Now they are in the merged form. So these are the different ways of experiencing Golden Age. First, actions. Start walking like a deity. So a deity will walk with grace, slowly. Stalk, smiling like a deity. Smiling like a deity. You know, internal smile. Sit in meditation. There is one meditation which is known as smile meditation. Smile meditation. Where you just smile. And inside you feel that you are smiling. That's it. That is known as smile meditation. Like this. Laughing Buddha. You know that small Buddha? So imagine that small Buddha is sitting inside you. And that is known as smile meditation. Just smiling inside. So actions. Second. How do you catch the sanskars of Satyug? This is smiling Buddha. Sure. This is a good picture. So this is smiling Buddha. There's yet another also. He's sleeping. There's another smiling one. He's meditating actually. So, first method is action. Second method? Dress is here. Second method? Seeing the pictures. Pictures of deities. Pictures of Satyug. Pictures of Golden Age. Or you can even draw pictures of Golden Age. If you are a sketcher or you are a drawer, if you are a painter, if you are an artist, you can do that. Write essay. Writing is here. So, seeing pictures of Satyug, wearing dress of Satyug, you can get your tailor to make a dress of Satyug for you, which you can wear once in when you are holiday. Wear that dress and spend the whole day in the room only wearing that dress. Next method, visualization. See that I am deity, tatvamasi, tatattvam. See that I am the deity. Then, Ajmer, okay. What you said?
Catching samskara.
How? So, that, what is another method? Dress, pictures, actions, then paintings, then listening, seeing, reading about Satyug, seeing videos about Satyug, listening audios about Satyug, then discussing about Satyug. Have a group discussion how the golden age would be. What are the how the schools would be, how the administration, what will be the currency, how they talk, which language they talk, what is their language, how is the administration, how is the schools, what plays are there, what painting, what environment, how are the mountains, how are the roads, how are the aeroplanes, everything about how are the lakes, how are the hills, how are the ways, everything about golden age. Animals, which animals, what animals, everything which is related to golden age. What is the music system of Satyug? What are the fruits, what are the vegetables? What is the perfume? How is the earth? How are the five elements? What songs? What dance? What mattress? How are the palaces? How is the lightning system of the golden? How is the digital system? How is the telephonic system of golden age? What are the picnic places of golden age? And what are the means of transport? So how is the transport department? What is the clothes? What food? Everything that relate to Satyug. Think about it, discuss about it, churn about it, read about it, listen about it, see it, visualize it, wear the dresses. This is how you experience being a deity. So, three stages, angel, first Brahmin, second corpse meditation. He has already drawn the drawing. See, this is a beautiful drawing of corpse meditation, fire, and gradually the body is getting burned to ashes. And then you enter into the angelic form. You enter into an angelic form. An angelic form, you experience the body of light. Light, a divine light, a luminous light, a resplendent light. So that light is there. And then gradually you are dropping the body of light and entering into a deity form. So today's drill is, I am an Brahmin, angel and deity. Om Shanti.